You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And we are talking about local music with Peter Dickens from Music Helps this morning. Morena, how are you? Oh, hang on, I had the wrong microphone on.
Oh, hello.
I just got so excited because we've not actually had a guest in the studio until today. Peter's our first guest. We've had some of our contributors come back in. But Peter, it's very nice to have you actually in the studio.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a real pleasure because we're talking about New Zealand Music T-shirt Day, which is happening tomorrow and is something that Music Helps has been doing for the last few years. And what is it all about, Peter? How does it kind of support the music industry?
Well, it's taken on a bit of a new meaning this year, but NZ Music T-shirt Day was always about having fun, about telling people how important merch is to support artists, and amongst all the other things they do, like playing shows and all the rest of it. But this year it's really taken on a new significance because of the effect of COVID-19 on Kiwi music workers. So when the crisis hit, we started up an appeal called Music Helps Live, and we've moved NZ Music T-shirt Day. Traditionally has been around the New Zealand Music Awards, but we've moved it into New Zealand Music Month, which is also quite nice.
It fits very comfortably in there.
But also allows us to do something really positive about the crisis that Kiwi music workers are facing. Really, their livelihoods have been shattered because of the effect of COVID-19. And if we can put on our Kiwi music tees and merch, if we can make a donation, if we can help them out, then that's something really positive.
It is. It certainly is. It's also a really nice visual way to see people's support out there too. It's funny how much that can matter as well. Obviously, the money is really important because, as you said, people's livelihoods have been decimated by this. But there's something really fantastic about the solidarity of seeing someone walk around in a band t-shirt and be like, oh yeah, they know what's up. You know, they're also out here supporting this awesome industry too.
Absolutely, and it's interesting the t-shirts that people will point at. I mean, I know the one that I'll probably be wearing, but the one that I would really like to wear, I think, is the Beast Wars.
Oh, it's such a cool one!
The Beast Wars canon in t-shirts is extensive and
they've
fantastic.
They've got so many good ones. Which one have you got your eye on?
Beth's. Oh no, you mean which band for me?
Which band have you got your eye on?
It'll be a Beth's t-shirt.
One of those nice yellow ones with the Toby Morris drawing on them. Yeah, they're great, and it's really cool because they're a nice kind of like moment in time too, collector's item t-shirt as well, because you can be like, oh, that was from that gig, remember that was really fun. But what has Music Helps been up to in this sort of COVID period, because you guys must have been very busy, I'm imagining.
Well, to use that very trendy word at the moment, we needed to pivot what we did quite rapidly. I mean, in the middle of March we were planning for a really happy year doing what we do, which is providing emergency financial assistance and professional counselling support to Kiwi music workers. But we also develop and support projects in the community that use music to help people in need.
Yeah.
And then literally we had our board meeting on the Tuesday, and by the Saturday, Homegrown had cancelled, Pacifica had cancelled, and our phone started running hot. So we launched the Music Helps Live appeal. That's been really, really successful, and so far as a result of that, we've managed to make emergency financial grants to people experiencing real financial distress of about $200,000.
That's awesome.
We've also got in behind. We've also partnered up with Boosted to help out the Save Our Venues campaign, which
this
is a fantastic thing.
Such a fantastic thing to watch roll out, because it has totally been communities coming together to support spaces that keep the ecosystem of music alive in New Zealand.
You know, I think the venues have been just as surprised. I don't think they realised the strength of the community support and how connected people feel to those venues. Mm. And as a charity, we were obviously, I mean, we absolutely need to support the individual Kiwi music workers that are affected by
totally,
this.
Totally, yeah.
But particularly with regard to the artists, if there's nowhere for them to play when we come out of this, then there's a real problem. So we really did feel as though we needed to get in behind this.
Oh, absolutely. And we've had some really interesting conversations with people about it on this show, of people just testifying to what those spaces actually mean. They're not just places to play music or hear music. They are home away from home for a lot of people. Or for some people, it's where they kind of discover who they are or what they're interested in. It is the place where they're able to do or be what they haven't been able to, I guess, experiment with for themselves before. And when you start to think about it like that, it really does show you how significant all parts of the music industry are for making sure that communities are healthy and thriving?
Yeah, I think it's a really important question that people are starting to ask, which is when will we be allowed together again? It serves something really deep within us, and I think that people are turning that into that desire into something positive and really want these venues to survive.
Yeah.
You know, it speaks volumes.
Totally. But as you were saying, it is also about individual people who have lost their jobs as well. And what is the sort of fundraising aspect of Music T-Shirt Day? How does that work if people want to send some money to Music Helps?
Really simple. So what we want people to do is wear their favourite Kiwi tea or Kiwi artist tea or merch, snap a picture of themselves, upload it to their socials with the hashtag NZ Music T-Shirt Day, and then all they need to do is text music to 2448 to make a $3 donation to our Music Helps Live appeal.
Fantastic.
If you go to nzmusictshirtday.org.nz though, what you can do is scroll down a bit, and we've also been selected as the New Zealand partner for the Spotify Global Relief Program.
Okay.
Spotify has committed $10 million US to help charities match the donations that are made to charities that are dealing
awesome.
Specifically with people affected by COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We're very lucky to have been selected as the New Zealand charity for that. So if you go to nzmusictshirtday.org.nz, there's a link there that will take you to our give a little page, and that donation will be matched by Spotify.
That sounds great.
So you get double the impact for your donation. So that would be fantastic if people could do that too.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us this morning, Peter. We're going to play Beth's track, seeing as that's your T-shirt you'll be wearing tomorrow.
Thank you.
And I hope that everybody gets their T-shirts ready tonight, does their laundry, gets all nice and pressed out. It's like the first day of school, you know, when you get your outfit all ready to go. If you guys want to text in as well what you're going to be wearing tomorrow, we'd love to hear it. 5395, send us what you will be wearing on New Zealand Music T-shirt Day tomorrow. Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine.
That was The Beths with Dying to Believe. Thank you very much to Peter Dickens for coming and chatting to us about Music Helps and New Zealand Music T-shirt Day, which is happening tomorrow. VK says they're going to be wearing their Gordon's tee in a similar Flying Nun vein. Someone's going to be wearing their AK-79 T-shirt. I'm actually wearing mine today, so snap, friend. There is also a couple of texts coming in for those Beast Wars tees. Someone says, I wish I had all the Beast Wars T-shirts in my wardrobe. Sadly, I do not. I only have one, and that's what I'll be wearing tomorrow. Hey, one is better than none. Keep your texts rolling through on 5395 for what you're going to be wearing for New Zealand Music T-shirt Day tomorrow. I would love to know your cool threads you have.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.